Hey everyone, we'll just wait a couple minutes, see if some more folks show up.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're about 1:03. We have a small group today, but it's a small agenda. So, let's see. Oh, yeah. All right. So I think we'll just get started. Hello everyone. Yay. It is still summer out there. You're here, so you're not on vacation, but hopefully you've either been on vacation or you go on vacation soon. So as you know, Christy is out this week. She will return next week. And I just got back. I'm still dealing with a bit of jet lag, so if you say something and I don't respond right away, just bear with me as I get used to this time zone again. I put in a link to our agenda for today, and some announcements. And I saw so recently the JIRA ticket, and let me put the link to the ticket in chat. Just to find chat. So mod data imp 1089. I'm not sure who originally submitted this. It's in regards to job profile. I think it was maybe you, Jeanette. Job profiling does not change in the logs when they have changed in the filter. So, as you can see from this ticket, the names are hard coded. So that's why those names don't change. So, Jeanette, did you, not to put you on the spot, but were you the one to open up this ticket?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay.
It's just the re I get the reasoning and all of that. It still is a bit confusing if you change the name, if you don't know the name was changed, that to try to look for it in the logs. I understand that it is hard coded, but I guess the practice would be then just to put in the description of the job that it was originally this other name if you want to look it up. So it's easy enough to find if you only slightly change the name, but if you fully rename something, you wouldn't be able to find it at all if you're looking by the job. But that, I guess, is just what it is.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Ryan, I know this is because you mentioned this is the way it's supposed to behave now. So in terms of like Would it be, I guess it would be an enhancement to do that work to change the name?
Yeah, definitely. If we wanted to adjust it so that the name was dynamically pulled in, yeah, that would be an enhancement. What I was going to do is make note of this ticket that you had submitted, Jeanette, and put that concept in with that larger data import logs enhancements epic that I've been scheming. And so that could be something up for consideration as we start looking into some of those things. I didn't really get into it with the team of like how large of a project that could be if we wanted to try and address that. So that still remains to be seen. If we circle back to that, we'd have to kind of consider what that work would look like and how large it would be. But it's certainly something I can make note of to review again later when we're taking a look at some other log enhancements.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm wondering if there's other areas where things are hard coded, which obviously I don't know, that might be dynamically rendered as well. That's probably not the only one, but I don't know with the logs, but yeah, thank you, Ryan. That would be extremely helpful. Any other questions about the mod attempt mod, well, whatever, the mod data imp 1089. Alrighty, so another announcement. So this was just approved for Critical Service Patch 6. It is currently in Bugfest review and is mod data imp 1223. This was first seen by Library of Congress. Is the file splitting where the file not only splits, but it creates duplicate records for you, which we don't want. So this is being reviewed now. And I don't know, Ren, do you know when CSP is supposed to come out?
I am not sure on the date offhand. I can try and dig that up for us. Yeah. I feel like especially in the summer months, the dates just all start to blur and it's hard to keep track with the CSPs. But I'll dig that up and I'll keep us posted. And yeah, as far as this ticket, we have it in bug fix review now. The testing was looked good in previous rounds, so now it is in bug fix, so we can test it in the bug fest environment. So I'm hoping over the next day or two I'll be able to dig into it on my own and do some further testing in the bug fix environment and confirm that it's all good and hopefully just get it all signed off and ready so that it can go out whenever that CSP is ready for release. And again, I'll dig up that date and assuming there is a date set and make sure you all are aware.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I know CSP5 just came out, so it probably be a couple weeks, maybe like 2 or something. But yeah, thank you for digging that out. Are there any other announcements or updates that people would like to share with the group? So I didn't get a chance to talk to Chrissy before she left. However, I did watch the recording. It was a really interesting discussion that everyone had in terms of the process of, how we get from new ideas to managing them in Jira. And I noticed that there was a question about, we have a dashboard for list of issues to be reviewed. I created at the same time a dashboard for issues that have been reviewed. So I just put the link to that in chat, and I've also added that to our agendas going forward. So I don't I think I just probably lost steam. And I didn't mention that we had a dashboard, but we do. We've got dashboards galore. And I think the discussion, I think we were going to continue the discussion. Is that correct for anyone who was here?
Yeah, I think that sounds right. So I think if I recall correctly, and I guess we kind of left it in wanting to solidify a plan of how we'll approach reviewed versus unreviewed tickets. And so I think you've already covered one of the open questions, if I'm recalling last week's meeting correctly, of leveraging one label for needs review, one label for it's been reviewed, and making sure that we have a dash for both, which you just put in the chat, so we've got it. And then so I th it may be. Unless anyone else remembers any other open questions, it may just be a matter of deciding, how we want to approach these, make it a recurring thing, maybe come up with designations for when to remove a label or change labels, I think might be next steps.
All right, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, and I'll touch base with Christy because I know on the 20th we've got Mark Order demos. So maybe after that we can continue our discussion with like how we handle these labels. And of course, I remember Yael, you mentioned sometimes JIRA issues. They merit not just one discussion, but a kind of a series of discussions during several meetings. So how do we handle that as well and make sure that we that these tickets don't get lost or slide away into oblivion? And then what else was I thinking? Oh, there was mention of product council. So I know Autumn said that she would also bring back some comments for product council. Now, with the whole prioritization project with product council, they are trying to make sure that the SIGs align in that everything is being managed in JIRA, because the product council also wants its own dashboards of what's a priority for each group so they can kind of look at everything holistically. So I think we're kind of on track. And I know it's kind of slow going. We do have a lot of SIGs and a lot of working groups, so it is a lot to manage. So I guess just asking patience from the product council is they try to get everyone at least on the same page, because as we all know, there's everyone likes to do their own thing in the folio world. But we'll definitely, with Autumn, we can definitely bring back some of the comments from last meeting as well. Does anyone have anything they would like to add to that discussion, or that we, I shouldn't forget, or that we need to bring up next time?
Should you, will it be in the previous meeting notes what is brought this time? or what they plan, what she's planning to bring up?
That is a good question. I looked at the recording, and not the notes, but I'll check the notes as well, and I'll touch base with Autumn, because I'm sure she Autumn's not here, but I can reach out to Autumn, and see what she took down for notes to make sure we're on the same page.
I know at the MM SIG, it was mentioned that there is this slight tension of everyone trying to get their priorities in line, but there's closing on the deadline for the next release. So that is something that they're keeping in mind of trying to get things moving, but still getting it in time.
And the community priority is still very much a work in progress. So we're tr the product council is trying this out, and trying to see kind of how to make it efficient and easy for groups as well. So which is all part of making sure more things are in Jira. Because then it's just easier to record. But definitely thanks, Jeanette and Whitney. Any other comments before we go on to our next topic? Alrighty, so we have Whitney and Sharon. So Sharon's not here. Whitney, I can take notes for you, as you since this topic is yours. So the question is, you can't update records via data import when tables are missing primary keys, sorry. And this is related. Let me put the link to mod data imp 1230. Whitney, did you just want to walk us through what this is and kind of what's happening now and what do you expect should happen?
Yeah, I can give you some information. I will say that Sharon knows more about this than me, but I can give you some insight about what my experience was with this issue. And yeah, so the issue is that there were two or th three new tables added to MetaDB, one of them being instance subject source. And that table does not have a primary key. And when we were attempting to upload items to data import, particularly orders, we were getting an error that says that cannot delete table this instance subject source because it does not have a replica identity and publishes deletes. And so, yeah, I think part of the issue that I think as Sharon sees is that having the developers to enforce the need to enforce that roles are uniquely identifiable in tables by adding primary keys for them for the Folio data import application. So the issue stopped and then it started again, and I don't know where we are with it really. I think Sharon would know more about that, but we have been able to upload orders for since this ticket has been submitted, but I don't think the issue has been resolved. And because there will be new tables that will likely be added without primary keys, it'll probably be something that the development teams will need to work on so we don't run into the issue again. And that's really all I know.
Thanks, Whitney. And just to so the problem is it, well, I mean, obviously it's data import, but it's once you move those tables into MetaDB, right?
Right. When you go to upload and it tries to sync the changes between Folio and MetaDB, They can't because there is no primary key for it to work off from to work from to identify the changes being made. So it just throws an error. Or to save the changes being made, I guess is a better way.
Has anyone else encountered this issue? And I know not, I'm not sure how many people are on MetaDB. We have not noticed it with LD Lite, but that works very differently. Ryan, can you say anything about this right now, or
Yeah, it actually we noticed the ticket in the backlog and took a look at it briefly this morning when I met with the devs. So we are aware of it and don't have much to offer just yet, but folks on the team said they'd be taking a look at it. And getting it refined so we can see what we can do about it. So, yeah, nothing of note to report just yet, but it is on the radar and we're digging into it. So we'll keep the ticket updated as we poke around with it and get it refined and figure out an approach. Yeah, I guess that's it for now. But I appreciate the additional color on that, Whitney, to get a better sense of it, exactly what you're experiencing there. So that's helpful, and understanding that it's specifically in the connection between out to MetaDB. So I'll make sure the team understands that, and we'll dig into it and keep you posted.
Okay, thank you. And I will say that I saw one other person in the data import SIG Slack, Lisa McColl, also had the same issue when testing order import. And that was from I'm not sure what the but like late last month she ran into a similar issue. I'm not sure what institution she's from, but I did see that she asked and someone I guess a dev, Wayne Schneider also. He was also the person who first let me know that it was a MetaDB issue with that, and then that's why Sharon started looking into it.
Yeah, so if you do happen to have MetaDB, so please add a comment to if you do see the error, add a comment to that mod data imp 1230. Yeah. Any other comments or questions about this for Whitney or Ryan?
Yeah, if anybody has questions, you can let me know and I can filter them to Sharon because I will say I don't know much beyond like how I encountered the issue.
Well, thanks, Whitney, for bringing that up. And yeah, Lisa, I believe, is with Texas A&M. So they do, I think they host their own MetaDB, or they do it in conjunction with Index Data. But yeah, so I imagine anyone who has MetaDB will probably run into this. So anyway, all righty. So our next topic are the community priorities. Dashboard for the product council. And let me put the link here. And I will share my screen so everyone can also see. So hopefully you can see my screen now with the community. The Product Council community priorities. So we do have five. And before leaving, Christy asked me just to bring these up again with the group to make sure that these five are really the five that we want to put forward with the product council. So the first one, and and the order is all right with everyone. So the first one is update instance administrative data only. And let me copy link, and I will. Sorry, not chat. There's the link to that one. The next one is allow update of instance and SRS record in a single data import job. Then we have allow for mark field protection at the import profile level job. Then reporting, lots of reporting. Well, actually, this is just one of our reporting asks. And then the canceled job one, which is actually this one's, oh, that's in progress. We've had that one open for quite some time, actually. So, a discussion for the group. Are you still okay with these five? So, that's the first question. So I guess no one's talking, so everyone is A-okay with all the selections.
Yeah, this seems fine.
Okay. Thank you, Whitney. Jeanette.
There's also some yeses in chat, and I agree as well.
I feel I'm channeling Magda right now. I can't see the chat. So thanks. All righty. So, in terms of with these five, the priority, is everyone good with the, number one being update instance, number in, so on and so on. Is that okay with everyone?
Does the order mean like that's the order in which things are going to be worked on, or just that the priority that if they only have time for three, they'll do the first three? I mean, what does priority actually mean?
So priority means it's a priority for us. So we do not determine what the dev groups work on first or last. That's kind of a PO discussion. Maybe I don't know, Ryan. I know you've talked about this before. I don't know if you want to bring it up now. How is priority determined with the developers? And I'm sure there are other factors that go into it in terms of also contract work, and stuff like that. But yeah, Ryan.
There's certainly a whole host of factors that we need to take into play, like what other projects need to be worked on, how large are the projects, what do we actually have bandwidth for, all that stuff. But having a really and also like what the product council wants, all sorts of things to consider. But I think having a really simple list like this is extremely helpful for me to reference when I'm, looking at, the hundreds of features in the potential backlog, and knowing, at least with you all, here are the core five things that you're actively interested in seeing in the near future, and I think that's extremely helpful for me in weighting and considering your priorities amongst all the other factors. So, and yeah, having them in this kind of order is helpful too, so that if we only have bandwidth to work on one of the five items, I can crunch the numbers and do what I can to see what I can fit into, in that priority of, could we do the first one? No? Okay, well then can we do the second one? And go on from there. So, yeah, I really like, again, it's so simple and easy to follow here. And I think if it's something that the group goes, keeps up with on a recurring basis to keep it up to date, that'll be really nice and helpful. And as you can see from this list, of course, priority number five is already in progress. So that will be the next one you see get to a done state, hopefully within it's being worked on as part of Trillium. Rather soon you might be ready to bring another feature into this top five here.
Oh, Whitney.
So the order is the order for our priorities, but not necessarily the order in which things will be worked on. That's the
Right.
question.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but of course, like I said, having your opinions here of what you do find most important is helpful. I want to do what I can to kind of lean into, I guess, merging priorities as much as possible and getting yours to bubble up as much as I can. But so it won't, I would say from, looking at this list, like you see here, number five is already in progress because we had bandwidth and it was ready to go. But this will be helpful in planning for the future, especially now that we have a list like this and we can know, okay, let's try and get priority number one ready to go so that when we do have the bandwidth, we could make some action on it. And yeah, try and work that in as best we can with all the other factors that are swirl around us in Folio world.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Whitney. Sorry to cut you off.
I was just saying I understand. You can go ahead.
Yeah, and I think this kind of works into the discussion you all had last week in terms of, process, because I think this is something, our priority list. This is something we probably want to do with some frequency to be determined. And I, probably in our next discussion, kind of asking the group, we should probably have a page like this where, every year or however frequently we want to do this, we actually list out our priorities. And that way we can also keep track of, let's say in 2025 in December, the priority number five, it went from in progress to closed because it's done. Yay. So, now we have a slot open for that. And, how does it affect the other priorities? And I know for this round, we actually did, so Lynn, thank you, Lynn, sent out a survey. But going forward, we really wanted to rely on the vote feature in Jira. So I guess that's another thing that I wanted to confirm with the group, is does everyone know where that is, and are you okay using that to determine priorities?
I had a standing conflict for a couple of meetings, so I might be a little bit behind. But when things get added to that, are we just going in order based on like how are we just putting all the things there and then we're just going to vote on all the things to decide? I guess I'm curious about. I probably need to listen to the recording because it seems like some of this was talked about in the last meeting.
Lynn.
I'm happy to create another survey if that's something that we want to do regularly, in conjunction with the voting.
Yeah, I think maybe so. Why don't we put it on the discussion and to see where things stand? Because that it is a lot of work. So the when well, obviously it's work. So I don't know. The nice feature about voting is people are trolling all of those, JIRA issues. They actually are looking at them. Where if we curate that list for them, I don't know, is it okay to curate a list for people, or is it better to kind of have people kind of look at the issues? And I guess it depends on probably the person and how they approach, kind of trying to wrangle all the issues that we have for data import. Lynn.
Well, it's also you're dealing with a lot of people who have different levels of comfort with Jira and attempting to find things that are relevant to them in order to vote or look at or even understand what they're looking at within a Jira issue.
Whitney.
I mean, we could always just curate it based on the number of votes things have. I guess that'll give a bit of both. So, think people who have been in JIRA, we can use that. And then for the people who aren't, they can see the things that people have prioritized from there. And if those aren't their priorities, we can encourage them, I guess, before we submit the survey to go and have a look at things to add their votes. That way, we can get a more accurate representation of what people are concerned with.
Yeah, I think this probably goes, it's in line with the discussion last time about process. Do we want to use the voting feature or the vote feature or not? And I do hear you, Lynn. It can be difficult to kind of interpret these your issues. In one respect, I'm wondering if there's something that doesn't make sense with a JIRA issue. Maybe that's, maybe it's a JIRA issue we need to actually simplify and, make sure that it is understandable. I think for a while some of our JIRA issues did not make sense. They weren't necessarily clear. I think we've gotten a lot better with that. Especially if we follow a format of, well, if it's a bug, kind of what's happening, what's the expected behavior, what's actually happening. But even with features, kind of, what do we expect for this? What does this mean? I don't know, just opens up for discussion. A set of data import specific templates to use in Jira would be helpful. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm because Ryan was going to do a demo of writing out a Jira issue, and that couldn't happen today. But one of the things I noticed in Jira is that not everyone has the same permissions in Jira. So not everyone can do labels. Not everyone could. So even if you duplicate, not everyone can change like certain configurations in and permissions, especially since they changed from self-hosting to the hosting, it's gotten even messier, I think. And maybe that's something we should talk about as well. I know the acquisition SIG, they have assistant POs. I think there's two of them, and those two have all the permissions they need to write out in issues. I don't know. So in that group, not everyone writes issues. It kind of goes to that group first, and then they write the issue, and then the PO takes a look at it. Being Dennis Bridges, and then, and then they go on. So maybe does that make sense for us, or, should everyone in this group maybe have permissions to everything? I don't know. So these are interesting questions. I think so. We are a little, we're only at one, like 42, but I think because this fits into the discussion we had last time and not everyone is here, I would like to propose that we kind of stop here. We're, not stop with this discussion, but kind of put this on hold until everyone gets back, especially Christy, because I know she has a stake in this as well in terms of the process. Does anyone have any objections to that?
No.
Cool beans. All righty. Well, thank you. Yeah, I think, take a moment to kind of look at Jira and, and see, what makes sense for you and maybe your colleagues and even your institution. Does using the vote feature, is that enough for you? Having a survey, would that be easier? How do you do you look a lot at the Jira issues? Or do you deal with more like a high level roadmap, like more like we see in Bella, Bella being Bulk Edit and List App? So I think that's more in terms of features that are coming rather than Jira issues. And hopefully have those conversations with your colleagues of what works in your institution, and then we'll come back. Obviously not the 20th. But I'll touch base with Christy and see maybe if we can come back after the 20th. So that would be what, the 27th? Yes. Oh, a week later. Woo! Sorry, that's me and jet lag talking. And maybe we can have a couple sessions on this to discuss. Yeah. Any other thoughts that people would share or comments?
I know specifically at Stanford, other people don't really look at the Jira. If there is a survey, we can send it out on our Slack and share it a lot more broadly. So, something just to think about related to that.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. The one thing that I think for me with the survey that got lost are some of these smaller tickets, like enhancement for the 850, access to the 856, which when our standards change and new like subfields are added, we've been waiting for the 856 for very small time. And it doesn't seem as big a priority as some of these. But it's still something that needs to be done. And I don't know, in data import, I find it difficult because I feel we're dealing with some thin threads rather than full on epics. I mean, we got the full on, enhancements, but a lot of these are kind of, we're fixing still functionality that hasn't been like fully fleshed out, because we're just dealing with that. We're kind of like on second iteration of some stuff. And maybe that's just me. I don't know. But yeah. Well, all righty. I guess we're done then.
All right. Well, thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Have a
Have a
good
good
one.
one. Talk to y'all later. Bye now.
Bye.